It's July, and if you're a gardener, that means little green tomatoes may be appearing in your garden. Flowers may be attracting some bees. Fruit trees are filling up with the beginnings of what we'll harvest this fall. And also, deer are coming by your garden to steal a little snack. Here to discuss how to prevent these deer from literally stealing the fruits of your labor is David Brooks. He's a columnist for the Nashua Telegraph and a writer at graniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, David, this could be a pretty short interview. What is the thing that keeps deer away?
Well, there really sort of is nothing, or at least there's no magic bullet. What I was actually looking for, what a lot of people look for, is a spray. You go into your hardware store, you'll see there's 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 different brands of sprays or granules that are supposed to keep away deer and sometimes other animals as well.
And these sprays, do they frighten the deer or do they just smell so bad that the deer just don't want to be there?
Yeah, they repel the deer. There's two different ways, as it was explained to me. There's either a fear repellent or a taste repellent. So the fear repellent generally releases a sulfur because that is released by the feces and urine of meat-eating animals. So when deer smell it, they assume that there's been a meat-eating animal around, so they don't want to stick around themselves. And the taste repellent is cayenne pepper or something like that that deer don't like. So obviously they have to lick that in order to be affected. Frequently they're combined in various formulations.
What are the downsides to using repellents? Are there any?
You have to apply them regularly. They can be washed away by the rain. You know, they degrade in sunlight. If they're really good, they might stink so much that you can smell the rotten egg smell. Many of these are actually made from rotten eggs. That's how they get the sulfur smell. Many of them are not recommended to be used on food crops, so you can't really spray them on your garden like my green beans are coming in right now. And something has eaten all my lettuce. I don't know what it is. So you can't do that. You spray them around it. And frankly, it's a function, as both biologists explained to me, to a certain extent, it's a function of what's happening around you. So if there's lots of deer around and there isn't much wild food, if there isn't much of that in the woods, then the deer will have more incentive to come eat your stuff, and they might just sort of put up even with the stink. But it's very iffy. It's a biological system. Biological systems are always really, really complicated, and you just can't expect any straightforward answers.
And apparently, even if you find a spray that works well, it may not always work well.
Yeah, that was the other thing they said that actually kind of surprised me, and is that by far the thing to do is to rotate them, they said. Deer get acclimated to something. So if there's a spray you put on one year and they smell it and they run away, but then they maybe notice that nothing bad happened. And so if you spray it next year, they might say, oh, what the heck? It didn't bother me last year. I guess I'll go through it. So you should actually try a variety of types and sort of mix and match. Knowing, as I said, that if the circumstances are against you, it won't be enough. And then you can go to more extreme measures.
Which are?
Well, they range from hanging bars of soap on your trees. For some reason, if they're really scented, the deer don't like that. To lights and automatic lights that are motion activated. To radio playing all night. Although even that one, the animals get used to that one. But really, the only really effective thing to do is to fence them out. But you know, if you're trying to keep them off your pretty flowers in front of your house, you really don't want to build a big 6-foot-tall electric fence in front of it. But if you really want to protect something, if you've got, for example, my peach trees or something, I've never built a fence around it, but if I really wanted to make sure I keep them, that's what I'd really have to do.
And what about just planting stuff that deer don't like to eat? Is that a way to protect your garden as well?
Yes, except there isn't very much that they don't like to eat or that they won't eat if push comes to shove. In fact, when I was told, really the only thing that's a surefire deer won't eat it plant is garlic. They were talking about so deer can be a real problem. The overpopulation of deer is a real problem in the woods because they eat all the understory and can really alter the entire ecosystem. And they talked about you go into a place where it's been wiped out by deer, all the understory, there still will be wild garlic growing because they don't like it. So I suppose if you want to grow lots of garlic around your house, you don't have to worry about deer.
All right. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks, a columnist for the Nashua Telegraph, and the geek on whom no geek repellent could ever work at graniteGeek.org.